Welcome to the Marvelous Ones here at NDNRadio.com. I'm going to give the win to both of us because we didn't have to see Warren.
No, that's not fair. We give it to us and all the listeners.
Everybody. Even the
except
even the people spying on us on Zoom. Right?
They won. No. The Chinese would never do that.
I would never say they would.
They need balloons.
But anyways. This is Marvelous One. Obviously Warren's not here, that's why we all won.
Do what you will. We have already won.
Well, we got a show. We got to catch up some on Wednesday. We got some Star Trek to talk about. Peacemaker comes out at the end of this week.
Yep, yep.
A lot going on. Good time to be a sci-fi fan other than...
I'm not going to let it go. For the fall, the last... I'm watching RA episode repeats and behind the scenes just for something new RA.
So Saturday, I wore my RA shirt out, my Resident Alien shirt out. I got a picture of Harry Vanderspiel dancing from episode 1 in the bar, but as the alien, right?
As it should be.
In alien form. And I wore it out. I was out and doing some stuff and took my parents to go buy a tree they want to plant in their yard. We're at the nursery, and the lady working at the nursery, she's like, "Did you know the show ends this week?" And this was Saturday. I was like, "It ended last night." She's like, "Oh, don't tell me what happened. I didn't watch." And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "I can't believe it doesn't get ratings and it's not good." I was like, "Well," I was like, "Harry Vanderspiel has a video out on that and stuff." And she was like, "It's such a good, witty show." And she was like, "It's smart." She goes, "The comedy," she goes, "and then you see stuff come." It was like talking to one of us. It's like, "And then you see stuff coming," and it goes, I was like, "Yeah."
Well, this doesn't have to be a segue, but that's what kind of ticks me off is I'll watch Wednesday. We're going to talk about the first two episodes this week. We're a little behind. It's such a great show. That thing costs money. The production value is through the roof. Granted, they've got some stellar everything director cast. Why don't they bring Resident Alien to either Netflix or HBO? I've said it before, but it just keeps re-emphasizing my brain.
Amazon, again, Apple, these guys want a hit show. There it is.
It's right there. You got the quality. It's both commercially and cinematically successful. The critics love it. It's been making money. But they're canceling it. It's not their fault. It's whole Han Solo. It's not my fault. No, why?
People ride over stupid stuff, you know, like elections and laws. That's not worth riding over. But this, canceling Resident Evil, we should be in the streets burning stuff. Just saying.
And then I see things like Amazon bought. This hurts me to say because I'm an Uber fan. You know, not too long ago, Amazon bought the rights to Bond 007. And that's just, and what they did to the Lord of the Rings,
no,
Christ almighty, they're going to kill off Bond. Bond is what he is. He's a straight, sexist, mean, cold effer. Don't make him try to make happy. I know, I'm not saying they're going to do that, but the barn doors are wide open.
Here, you know what pisses me off? Resident Alien, it's not going to survive in this commercial thing and blah, blah, blah. But there's still garbagey shows like some box square standing at Battle Royal show of useless facts and 90 Day Fiancé and America's Got Talent. And
I'll take it home a little bit. No offense to you all. I don't like Twisted Metal. Twisted Sister Metal. I'm not digging it. I guarantee their budget is more than enough to cover Resident Alien.
Oh, yeah. And it asks me to choose? Yeah, I'm choosing.
Yeah, well, no, you will. And then I like the, what's the name of the video game? Fallout. Is it Fallout? No, the one with the big guy, pretty sexy girl.
Yeah,
I would sacrifice that in a second for Resident Alien. And that budget is way bigger.
If I ever win billions.
There will be clues.
There will be the TMO channel, and it's going to have What We Do in the Shadows, Resident Alien.
Hell yeah.
Doom Patrol, probably Peacemaker. They're earning their way. obviously Star Trek Next Gen, Strange New Worlds, because I'm liking that. And there's just going to be all kinds of weird, crazy shows like that.
But here's the thing, it's a twisted bag, because then you're going to want Reason to Live, and then we don't want you to.
I'm not sure I want that either.
But your legacy, how about we all put it in place?
Yeah.
And then you can go and make sure each one has at least 10 more seasons on all those you mentioned. And then they redo Superman so it doesn't look like freaking Shrek cartoon.
No, I'm just going to be like, we're going back to 78 and 80 and the early one. And that Superman 3, we're cutting it off. No, Superman 4 with the nuclear guy.
Well, I don't know if that's even worth opening a discussion, but essentially that's who he was fighting in the latest Superman, was just they took it, where they take a hair or some DNA and they recreate him. That's what they did in the piece one that Christopher Reeve penned, essentially. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. And you remember Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Who would not? I wasn't really into it, but I'm aware.
Well, imagine that. But with like Charles Barkley and somebody else. Oh, that's terrible.
Terrible. Oh, okay. Here, I got it. We will redo TMO, the three silhouettes of the back of our heads, and then one will clearly, the fourth head will clearly be Charles Barkley, and there'll be a button, and the three of us will say,
the terrible button.
That's terrible. It's a terrible button. Someone press a terrible button. And the three of us,
like that game show where they like hit the button and they have that golden gong
show
thing.
The gong show.
Oh my god. Terrible.
And the three of us will be like three Brandons, and that's a direct reference to, I can't help it, to Joe Biden. We've got access to the button, like he had the button. There's access to the nuclear codes.
Terrible.
We will abuse it. We will hit it, and it'll be just, it'll be.
I mean,
be,
there are so many lousy shows out there, and it's like,
it's not, it's not fair. No. Why is life not fair? Bring Harry back.
Anyways.
And then I saw a clip where Asta Sarah was getting all emotional. She was with Alice, the actress who plays Darcy.
Darcy.
Like, yeah, it's like, they never met till the show. It's like, I can't imagine my life without her ever again. They're getting all sappy. I'm like, no, you have to capture that on film and then let us enjoy.
Well, I'm pretty sure the mayor's wife is on the French Riviera right now.
Why
she was posting up some beach pictures and French words.
Oh.
Beach pictures.
See, I'm thinking young
Instagram.
Boy naughty thoughts, because
Instagram.
That means if you kiss her, then she would give a French kiss. Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. All right, we got to talk about the other. That's already been 8 minutes. 8 minutes we've talked about Resident Alien. It deserves more.
And it's already a finished show. And we already talked to you. But in our defense, you just talked about Mayor's wife in a bikini and the French Riviera. So.
Yeah, no,
that's
no.
A pass.
I'm not saying we were wrong. I'm just saying we got to move on.
All right. Hard segue. Star Wars or Star Trek or Wednesdays?
Whatever. It's after Resident Alien. Star Trek. I was digging it. Kirk, Spock, O'Hara, Scotty.
Oh, I got a little Peter tingle. I got a little, Peter Parker, when they hit that point where they captured what they could of the original crew. It was Kirk, Spock, Nurse Chapel, Scotty, and then it's like, oh, this is like the first time they're gelling. Yeah, O'Hara, forgive me for forgetting that. It was there. This was their first ever moment, and I was like, and it was good. And this is where I will give the smallest inch of latitude, where it's in that whole woke whatever, and they made Kirk a little unsure of himself, because it's his first go.
Yeah.
He still had the confidence.
Oh no, I liked it. I
dug it. I totally
I dug it.
And
I liked how he like went away and he's like finished, and he was so being obsessive about the chess game, like trying to play it out. And then I just loved it when he's like, okay, so I got a plan. And he's like, and he tells him stuff, and Scott is like, yeah, no, that's not gonna be good. He's like, well, now I'm gonna tell you what you're really not gonna like. I was like,
And no,
right on.
there are a few of those because they that first
Yeah.
either right before or after he's like, these are the two options. You can do A or B. He's like, I don't like any of them. Give me another
Yeah.
one. That's Kirk. So you know
Yeah.
what it is? There are two moments right there, two classic Kirks. That and then when Sing told him whatever, and he gave her the Kirk look.
He
The Kirk
did.
like he did. They gave him 1.2 seconds of the hey, how you doing?
I was like, oh wow.
But the point is they
And he
again,
did
this
it
is
well.
advance. Yes.
Like he did a Kirk that Kirk could be proud of.
That's I'm trying to get to is again, these writers, they are fans of the show,
Yeah.
but they're not like J.J. Abrams fans of Star Trek kind of or
Yeah,
whatever. They know the essence of the show. So that was just it was just a quick splash, but the impact was stellar. All day with that. And Christ, I can't remember there was one more that was long that were along those
And then
lines. But
I thought Pike, mentoring him at the end.
beautiful. Well
Beautiful.
played.
Just
Well,
yeah.
yeah. That
Just an impactful. Like impactful thing. I
no,
thought it was
I'm
really
trying
good.
to recall it. He was like, yeah, it's different when
Yeah.
your decisions come with the consequences, or it's
Yeah,
easy
and
to
then he
make
was
decisions.
like, and the Admiral let me fail and let me make my own
Yeah.
decisions and stuff.
And then he said the hard part is whatever decision you make, you've got to live with the consequences.
Yeah.
Hard stop. There was no, but there's no happy, even like Voyager, Janeway,
At first, I
Picard,
thought
even.
that ship was going to be a board ship.
I didn't think Borg. I thought it might have been a little over the top because they gave it a skull face. I'm looking for Kong, Space Kong, jump out there. But because I thought it was original in the original show when they just had this like crustacean cornucopia tube. Remember that giant thing that
Yeah.
was that was ominous. That was kind of raw. This one had a little. I mean, for something so cruel and cold dominant. To go to this artistic route to make it look like a skull, like, but again, they brought back the classic OG Star Trek. There's no effing way they get out of this.
Yeah.
There is nothing because again, it's a classic. It went from bad to
To
worse or
worse.
worse. It's like okay, he's like because oh, we got something. Let's get ahead of them and we're gonna blow them. Like okay, great plan. We're gonna get them. Just the last part of the plan. How are we gonna blow? We'll get to that. And then
We'll
it's like,
get to
okay, we're gonna
that.
just keep pushing it, keep pushing it. All the plans are working. Oh, we our engines blew up. Now we're right in the path of
An
the
hour.
now we're
Plenty of
screwed.
time. I thoroughly
And
enjoyed
again,
the
sorry,
episode.
then it's like aliens. Game over, man. Game over.
Yeah. It was definitely
So yeah.
enjoyable. It was well done. I mean, I like Colin can't think of his real name. I wanted to call him Colin Bohannon from the show
What
he was
character?
on.
Well, what are you talking about? Pike?
The Pike was on a show, and his character name was
Oh, okay,
Colin
yeah.
Bohannon. It was
No,
about the
he's.
railroad.
I'm enjoying the side stories where they're talking about just like hair. All the women are like, Nurse Chapel. Yeah, I'm having to wear a wig, and I'm wearing. And her is like, that's his real hair. They just poof it up. He's like the best out. I'm a guy's guy, but he's got great
But
hair.
I no, but I mean, like, I like him as a captain, and I love the crew's
Absolutely.
interaction. But like to see the original crew kind of young.
And again, their virgin run. This is like the
Right.
first time they ever like worked as
Yeah.
any kind of a team. And I'll it was reported long ago when last year when the new actor took over the thing of Kirk. And I think he was telling a story. There's a random maybe I'm making this up, but I think there's a random moment like on an airplane or something. He was on the same something or other with Shatner. And then he introduced himself. Cole is like, "Hi, I'm going to be playing." Bill gets a lot of crap, and there some of it's legit. However, in that moment, his statement to the new actor was, "It wasn't like the ego and all this other stuff." He said, "Take care of my ship and my crew." And he like melted. He's like, oh,
Nice.
that's like the sweetest thing you could ever pass the
Yeah,
torch.
right? Like
Damon,
that's taking that serious.
that was, I mean, it was sentimental. It was,
Yeah.
yeah, that was befitting of, because I gave him in my mind, and I don't know, way back when I gave Shatner craps, like, you're the frickin' starship captain of the Enterprise. And he's taken on TJ Hooker, and he's seen all these, I mean, from my opinion, roles that were just too demeaning, not worthy of the Enterprise, of no
Yeah.
of any ship, but the Enterprise starship captain. You're
Was it?
Kirk.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. But
Retire.
in TJ Hooker, didn't he, wasn't his partner the blonde from The Fall Guy? I
Heather,
think so. Heather Thomas.
I want to say yes. Because when you said partner, I thought there's like the actual dude partner. I mean, yes, Saving Grace. Having said that, I've done a complete 180, being in the film business to whatever extent. He is the James Brown of the filmmaking world. It has been. Not a has been, but he has been the. He's just working. He's
You're
like,
saying,
I.
I cannot believe you just called Captain Kirk
No.
a has-been.
No. He has been, as in he's been
Yeah,
the
Heather
actor.
Thomas was in that. And I don't
Yeah.
care how cool I am, I'd have been in TJ Hooker.
I bet you would.
Yeah,
Oh yeah, the feathered hair. She the good time, good 80s. That was,
top
she's top five. She's top 80s. I'll put it out
five
there.
all time.
Top five, her, Fall Guy.
Her Fall
But
Guy
yeah.
bikini scene is legendary.
Yes, it's if there were a Mount Rushmore of AB 80s smoke shows, and then maybe Marky Post is the tour guide. I don't know.
They were both on The Fall Guy.
That's what I'm
Lee,
all I'm saying.
okay, who is more of a swinging dick, Lee Majors or William Shatner?
He's got Bionic Man against Kirk. That's a rough.
No, well, I'm just thinking Marky Post and Heather Thomas on the same show. Just look at this
Trust
show.
me, I don't need photographs. They are etched in my brain.
Oh my God.
And
Ian. Ian.
millennials have no idea what we're talking about, let
No,
alone
but
who's.
there's this thing called Google.
There
Oh
is.
my Jesus.
Just, but see, people, they're never going to understand, because they've got the modern internets, and they can go to their hub porns and all
And
these
they're
different sites.
deep
We
fakes.
had Cosmo at 7-Eleven. Cosmopolitan was, or the Sears catalog, if we couldn't get the hardcore Playboy or Penthouse, which we had no access to because it was behind the counter. But
The
we had
people at that
Cosmopolitan.
time checked IDs and spoke English.
I
Terrible.
will, though, you're making me go way back, and when we are way off script here as far as
Yeah. Then we gotta get to Wednesday.
I used to work even, but before that, my parents worked at a post exchange. Those are like Kmart's for militaries bases and military people. There were no checks and balances at the adult magazine
Nice.
stands. Just saying. Just
So
saying. It was
you're a
right there.
popular kid in school.
Maybe a little too popular in the neighborhood. I'm not saying it was me, but freaking one of the kids in the neighborhood squealed, and that parent talked to my
Oh,
parent. That's just, yeah, that was
rat
a seven.
stink.
That's nobody likes a rat.
No,
But
nobody
that was
likes a rat.
70s, baby. 70s, baby. And speaking of ages, let's dwindle it down from years to months to days to Wednesdays. Great show. I'm glad it came in. Don't get me wrong, I'm not being blasphemous. It doesn't replace Resident Alien, but I'm glad a quality show was right at
Well,
the
you know,
doorstep.
here's the thing is eventually we knew Resident Alien was going to end one day.
Never. But go ahead.
And just we dreamt it wouldn't. But just to say right now, with it ending, you have two really good shows following it up in Star Trek Next Generation Wednesday.
Strange New
And then,
Worlds.
huh?
Strange New Worlds, you said, and
Yeah.
TNG.
And then, I'm sorry, Strange New World. And then knowing that this Friday, Peacemaker's
Peacemaker.
coming back, and the first season was pretty good, so I can't imagine the second season.
The trailers are looking, I
The
mean, I won't
trailers are
say they're
looking
making
pretty
them.
good.
They look like they're keeping in step. And they're keeping it innovative. He's in a new dimension, and these were, yeah. It's like, okay, all right, I'm in.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think I'm gonna enjoy it. I like the first one, so at least that makes the heartbreak a little easier.
I
It's not
remember.
like I threw my TV out the window. I was like, I'm never watching TV again.
It reminds me of my one friend's kid who was like 4 years old, 5 years old, and he was upset. He was bawling, crying on the floor on his back, arms crossed, and he was mad. And then my friend who's the mom was like, "Well, do you want a cookie?" And he goes, that's what's happening. I don't, he's gone. I don't know, the world is over. How could you let it go? I'm crossing my arms. And like, and then, well, Wednesday and next Strange New Worlds just comes up.
Okay, I'll watch. I guess I have some free lunch. but yeah, I'm just you know, she returns to school.
Yeah, I'll say for the episode one, brilliant. That was just between Tim. I'll give props to Tim Burton and Jenna Ortega. Christ, that's a masterclass in directing and acting. Her acting is superb. It almost overshadows the really great direction by Tim Burton, but just she's a sot. This is when the stars align. She's perfect for this role. She knows how to play the character cold, and she is a very talented artist, actress, actor, person. Just the little nods and nuances she
and the
has
girl
this
who
role.
plays Enid, I don't know her real
Oh,
name.
I'm a big fan. I'm a huge
Big
fan of
fan
hers.
of that character.
Huge fan. She branched out to another show. I don't think it did as well, you know, not compared to Wednesday, but yeah, no. I'm gonna pull the curtain. As men, we're not supposed to let anybody behind the Red Oz curtain. I'm gonna do it. Just because in my memory's like, yeah, I remember I was touched by the final episode after Enid had saved Wednesday essentially.
Yeah, when she
And then
walked
the
out.
very final scene. Yeah. And then she, the very end scene at the gates of the school, she's running. She's got like a robe or someone else's coat. It was oversized. And she's bloodied from when she saved her life. And the first thing she says is, "Where's Wednesday?" I kind of felt that. And then when you see Wednesday and a couple of people come through and she sees her and she rushes through the crowd and she doesn't give a F about nothing in the world. And she just grasps her. And Wednesday just still has her hands on the ground. And then then the whole show, she's the only, except with Uncle Fester, the only time she smiles, the entirety of the rest of the show, she is cold, conniving, and calculated. This moment with Enid, when Enid is just holding on for dear life, and then Wednesday reciprocates and gives her a hug, closes her eyes and buries her chin into her shoulder, and they're I got to tell you, man, I was tearing up.
Great
I'll
acting,
say it.
Great.
I was tearing up.
Just great character interaction.
Great directing. And he has vision. This, again, remember, this is the same guy who brought, I'm not a big fan, but the Christmas Nightmare, but also with the guy I know, affiliate, who hired him, Tim Burton did Batman, you know, the 89 Batman, and unfortunately maybe the next two, but
but he did do the Joker and gave us
so
Michael Keaton as Batman. But I didn't think I was going to like at first Steve Buscemi.
I was tentative. It's a good replacement. That he's
it
a heavy
is.
Hitter. I was also tentative, but I'm starting to like him because we're talking about episode two, because he's not a nice guy. He's playing a good
he's got
antagonist.
That big front, so I can't wait to see where that ends up. Right?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And I see, I hate to say this out loud. I'm wishing Warren was on the show so I can continue to brag, because I believe the Hyde guy, the actual actor, who's also the guy from Daredevil, if you remember, he was the psychopath, I believe.
That's where I've seen him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was baffled, because I even in Daredevil, I was like, where have I seen him? It's driving me nuts. He, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, he won the Nova Fest Best Supporting, Best Actor in a Feature Film. One of the guys from this area, I don't know if I want to say his name, but he produced a film from Northern Virginia and Los Angeles, Soundwave,
Hunter Doolin,
and he was
is that his
yeah.
name?
I believe that's yes. He
I
won the
agree.
Nova Fest Best Actor in a Feature Film about 5 or 6 years ago. So it happens. Every once in a while, these new unknown actors in I'll take a moment of pride in my film festival. They break through the bubble and they hit it big, like he's doing right now. So kudos to him. Very happy.
I you know, he was a psycho in Daredevil. I didn't make that connection.
Yeah, trust me. I had it was killing me because I couldn't make a connection even from Daredevil. I was like, where have I seen this guy? I was thinking of all the major movies, but no, he was actually. He again, last time I'll say it, he's a part of Nova Fest. So
That's nice. That's
yay.
awesome. That's
It's fun. It's fun, like knowing that even in whatever increment, we
small
were
little
able to
part,
propel.
right?
We we propelled him into, success. He's there. He's there. Between Daredevil and this, probably more so
That's a
Wednesday.
big rose.
Done. Yeah, he's done. But so back to it. Yeah, I'll admit it as not no creep factor. She is in her 20s, I believe. But the actress who plays Enid, I'm totally in love. She her
I
character
love
is
the
brilliant.
interaction
She has
between
a glow.
her,
Oh, it's.
Sting, and Wednesday.
I feel bad for my takeaway from first 2 episodes. I feel bad. I'm kind of defensive with Thing. They're treating him bad. They treat him like the servant. They mention it's on purpose. So well done. But I'm like I'm. I will always love Wednesday, but I'm like hurting on or kind of mean on her a little bit. 'Cause like, that's not cool. Don't treat. He's like, there's that one moment when like there was danger. The things went D-d-d-d-d and stood in front of her as to protect her. I was like, you know me, loyalties. That's my flex. And there was no hesitation. It's like Asta jumping in front of Harry to she's clearly the inferior of the two, but she's willing to defend
I'm willing to fight
her
this.
blood. So.
And I thought, it'd be interesting. Pugsley's at the school.
I don't know if I'm digging him too much. He's kind of he's a meanwhile character, and it's been so long I can't remember like the beekeeper kid and some of the others. And
Well,
like,
I think he's lost a lot of weight. I think
even
he's.
though the character, because I this is just from pure memories. Like, okay, he came big at the end because he was kind of nerdy. He didn't seem to have like a cool outcast power or whatever. But when he controlled the bees and had them swarm, oh, you're a badass! I remember that. Now I'm just recalling that moment, but. Yeah, between that and you said, just to
And
give,
the new
I'm
little
not.
redhead girl, the stalker friend chick.
Well done, well done. Because she totally was like this fragile fan person, and she ended up being like freaking dead.
Psychotic.
It was almost like a version of Wednesday, not exactly, but there was a coldness to it to her. She just like there was no. It was all black and white. I very calculated. I did this to earn your praise. It was almost like looking at a redheaded mirror in a moment, in a few moments.
Obviously she was a redhead, so the first time we saw her, I knew she was psycho. But I
Those
thought it
big
was more
eyes.
like how people try and imitate psychopaths, like murderers and stuff like that. You know how they always have those fan people who do copycat stuff?
Copycat, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, oh my God, she's like a Wednesday copycat.
Which is pretty close, but yeah, there's almost an appreciation because I was like, in part of the, I was back and forth, like, ooh, she could be a good ally on the Wednesday team.
Or an
And
enemy.
no, I wasn't thinking enemy more, she could be dangerous, though. She could like turn on a dime while being on the
And she's a
team.
redhead, so it's all legit fears.
I like her big eyes, though. She reminds me of the Fallout actress, just has these eyes that are lit, those anime eyes. Like, I find that, novel, but
I have so many things I could say.
I was
I'm not
polite.
going to because
I
as
was
soon
a
as I know
gentleman.
that's getting reported now.
I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the
Yes.
show.
This has been the Marvelous Ones here on ntnradio.com. We'll be back next week. Talk more Wednesday and Peacemaker
Peacemaker.
and Star Trek.
It's, oh yeah.